with Martin Astor.
Okay, so this article in where a bridesmaid slams the friend who made her wear the ugliest dress ever, teamed with the hideous, most hideous cowboy boots, and claims that she couldn't even sell it for like $10 after the wedding. I've heard this story many times before. Brides and organizers, I guess, of weddings make the bridesmaids do the funniest things.
Yeah.
The
That's Alma's response.
Most cruel things. They make them do their hair differently,
yes,
unnaturally.
Mm-hmm.
They make them wear the strangest colors that aren't even suited to them. It's not about them.
Mm-mm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. When you say yes to becoming a bridesmaid,
you become a mannequin, basically.
Yes.
In
that's
a sense.
That's a good way of
putting because
it.
Because they're going to dress you. They tell you which lipstick to wear, how to do your brows. They may even ask you to cut your hair because now your hair is too long for what they're trying to achieve.
It's a great personal growth opportunity. It's an exercise in selflessness.
Is it?
Listen, Bridezilla, let me tell you, these days, and it's probably because we're in this kind of Instagram era, you know, it's all about the pictures. I've said this many times before, I've been slammed for saying it, people take weddings too seriously. Maybe because I'm not married, maybe because I have no, you know, frame of reference, that's also okay. But when I look at what they make these poor bridesmaids do, it is unbelievable. Please go and have a look at this picture, and you tell me if you would want to wear that dress with the cowboy boots. Okay. But that's what she wanted, and what she wants. Are you going to argue with her?
See, all of this would be solved if we did, as I said, and only have the wedding after we have proven that we can be married for 10 years.
Or five.
Or five.
Even five, yeah.
Because by then, alle geite is uit jou uit.
Yeah. Yes, duck. You're like, you know what? Let's have a braai. Shop. Yeah.
I bet you that if we had to open the phone lines now on strange things that the bride has made you do as a bridesmaid or even, I don't know, the rest of the guests. I think the guys are pretty simple when it comes to weddings, so like Clement's suit.
Not these days.
You know, and or not.
They'll ask you to shave your beard. You can't have a beard in my wedding.
Guys won't ask you to shave your
beard. No, but I, as the bride, will ask my husband to tell you.
No.
Martin can't have a beard. My photos.
But, hey, listen, unless, of course, you've got a story like that to tell this morning. On the line is a photographer. He can tell you, huh? Francois and Centurion Mora. Francois Mora.
Yes, more kan ek.
Lekker, jy?
Rustig, man, rustig.
Is jy jou wedding photographer?
Wat, jy bent maar weddings op, ja.
Oké, vertel vir my, wat jy al gesien?
Wel, en ek gesien nie. So, wel, waar het gesien? Maar ek denk die grootste ding wat my kan trigger van trouwens en goed. Soos jy weet, fotografen kry nie baie geld nie. Dit is, as jy vat trouwens en goed, dit is meestal naweke.
Ja.
Wat jy sulke goed kan doen.
Ja.
En dan na my troupakkette begin van 7,5 op tot en met 35, dependent van wat jy gaan vat. En die vrou wou die grootste pakket gehad het wat 35 iets is, dan praat ek van dis 3 fotograwe en ons neem van 8 die oggend tot 11 uur die aand wat ons neem. Daar is nie 'n limit op foto's en al daai goed nie.
Ja.
En sy het gesê vir my, ja, sy het iemand wat dit vaak kan doen vir R4,000. En dan toe sê ek vir wel, weet jy, jy gaan nie by 5-ster restaurant instap, die beste ete bestel en vir die chef gaan vertel, jy kan goedkoper by McDonald's kry nie. En toe sê ek vir gaan vir die R4,000 optie en ek het opgeëindig om teen R35,000 omdat sy my kwaad gemaak het, haar hele troue te reenact en weer af te neem, want die ou van R4,000 het nonsens aangejaag.
Please tell me you are lying.
No.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. It happens quite often. It's ridiculous.
I didn't happening.
I did not see that coming. So just in case you didn't follow that. She said she can get the photographer $4,000 as opposed to the $35,000 option of Francois on the line. The $4,000 guy stuffed it up. They had to reenact the entire wedding so that they can get the right pictures and they ended up paying R39,000.
It's ridiculous.
So, and in the pictures, I'm dying to see the pictures now to see if they genuinely kind of reenacted it.
Yeah, is it like, surprise. Does it look?
But did they pay for the flowers and the makeup and the hair?
They had to do everything. But the dress was also not a ball dress, it was a rented dress, and she wanted the exact same dress, so it ended up costing her quite much. And funny, so normally what I do is if I can meet the people to do the weddings and stuff, obviously you can see if they have money or not. It's quite obvious for me because I've done this for a while. And yeah. if I see people don't have that much money, I'll actually lower my price just so they could experience it because being married myself, I know how stressful it is.
Sure.
And these people had money.
They have money.
Martin,
that's why
they came to the meeting with a Mustang. I mean, come on.
Okay. I was going to ask you, how do you judge?
How do you know?
But,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Dude, we sell them as a goedkoop koop is dierkoop of sweets.
That's correct.
Oh, brother. That is a brilliant story. Thank you so much, Francois. Appreciate it. Is it possible for you to share it? No, you can't, actually. That will be wrong.
No.
You can't.
Yeah, unfortunately, my contract doesn't allow me to do that.
Yeah, okay. I'm dying to see now. All right, thanks, dude. Thanks. Thank you for the story. Waardeer
it. This is the serial. I like it. Yeah. Bye.
It's just people go crazy when it's wedding day.
Yeah.
Man?
Yeah.
Hey? Oh, and of course, I think the key factor there in his story is the mother gets involved. Am I right?
Yeah.
Does mother get involved?
Steps in for Alice.
I say. And then turns a day that must just be a beautiful, natural day into, well, a reenactment. Have you ate your wit in your liver?
This is Breakfast with Martin Dester.
Let's go.
Rock to the rhythm, you don't stop. Your favorite breakfast show.
That immediately puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.